Amen. Oh, the deep, deep love of Jesus. Beautiful, beautiful song. Well done. Okay, now if you take your Bibles this morning and turn with me to Psalms 119, be reading verses 89 through 96. If you haven't had the time or taken the time to read through Psalms this year, do that. There are so many blessed words in the book of Psalms. And this particular chapter here in Psalms is the longest chapter in the Bible and has a lot of good information. If each heading has your Greek heading, the name of each chapter or each section. And if you have time, memorize the whole chapter. There's only 176 verses. So on your spare time, just memorize them. It would do you well. Okay. This message this morning is God's Word is Sure. Now, I've been really enjoyed. I've reread this passage of Scripture over and over and over because I can't get enough of it, because the message in itself, just in that first verse, will light you up. It will bless your heart. So follow along with me as I begin with Psalms 119, verse 89. And it starts by saying, forever. Oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So that should erase any doubt, any fear that you may be having in your life at this moment. Forever, oh Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You established the earth, and it stands. They stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. If your law had not been my delight, then I would have perished in my afflictions. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have revived me. And that's what the Word of God does. It revives you. It lifts your spirits. In verse 94, I am yours. Save me, for I have sought your precepts. I shall diligently consider your testimonies. In verse 96, I have seen a limit to all perfections. Your commandment is exceedingly broad. A lot of information right there in these few verses. But as we look at it this morning, as we look at this particular scripture, verses 89 through, well, I'm just going to be looking at a few this morning, not all of these, and there'll be a two-part message. But in this, the psalmist begins this section with what I would call the impacting word, forever. Forever. He says, that's the first word he starts with, forever. So with it, see, God is lifted above all the changes of time, above all changes of life, above all temporary and passing of earth, to the awe-inspiring eternity of heaven. That's how awesome the Word of God is. That's how awesome our God is. And it says, whatever goes on in or outside our life, we are helped by the Word of God. So that should give you great comfort. It should. It gives me great comfort knowing that whatever goes on in or outside of our life, we are held by the Word of God. Because at the very beginning of verse 89, it said it's settled. It's settled long ago, generations, forever. So God's word is eternally certain, has been established for all eternity. That means beginning to the end. And there's no beginning of God. He's always existed, and there's no end. So that means everlasting. And also, not only is God's word settled in heaven, it is proved by his faithfulness. And we'll see that in verses 89 through 91. So God's word not only provides principles that stand forever, but it gives delight. The psalmist says, I am delighted that I keep your precepts. And he says, save me and keep me near you. So, and it gives life, and it provides protection to those who study and obey it. So, and that's why the Ten Commandments, if you read Exodus chapter 20, and where Moses went to Mount Sinai and God gave him the Ten Commandments in chapter 20 of Exodus, it was for the Israelites' protection. It was to give them guidance in life, and it was a testimony to them that God is on his throne and everything is settled in heaven from the very beginning. So as the psalmist meditated on and obeyed God's word, and that is the law, the Torah, it established him and enabled him to win victory. So if you and I want victory in our life, then get into the Word of God and you will find all you need to know about how to live your life in the paths of righteousness. As Abraham found that out as he obeyed and went where God, well, he said, just go. And when you get there, I'll let you know where I want you to be. And that's why he was noted for his righteousness. So, and it says, and as it revived and it saved him, he concluded that God's word is boundless, in verse 9 said, because of its value. So let's look and let's see how God will anchor us to the eternal, enable us to be used of him during, and I call this turbulent times in which we live. So if your life is seem to be turbulent or at unrest or whatever it might be, God's word says it is settled. God has us in his hands. We are safe in his hands. So first of all, verse 89, it begins by saying the eternal word. The word is eternal. So as the battles of life rage, and they do, and they will continually, the psalmist has one confidence that God's word is forever settled in heaven. Again, that verse says, I cannot read that verse enough. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. So this is a central verse. In the longest chapter, in the longest book in the Bible, it is one of the greatest verses, I believe, in the Bible. This verse right here, because it just tells you the way it is, and we can accept it and believe it with confidence. So it conveys the amazing news of God's word, and the theme right here of Psalms 119 has existed from eternity past and will continue to exist forever in the future. That's God's promise to you and me. So it is settled in the mind of God before the world was created. Think about that. And then conveyed over time to men who wrote it down. And in Hebrews chapter 1:1, it talks, the writer, whether it be Apollos or whoever one of Paul's companions wrote, that the word is, and that Greek word would be debar, settled, literally made to stand. And that means to be steadfast. So if you look throughout the Bible, you see that word steadfast or settled down or made to stand. So we can be confident in our life as we live it according to God's word, as we read it, as we meditate upon it, and as we accept it in our hearts, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So as we hear the word of God and we accept it by faith, that brings salvation into our lives. And anyone that doesn't know Jesus Christ as their personal Savior, today or now is the acceptable time, says the Bible, to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. Now, life here on earth is filled with instability and unsettlement. It really is. But the one thing which we can be certain of is change. Has anybody experienced that this week? Has anything changed in your life this week? If it hasn't, it will this week, right? Guess what? The weather changes, doesn't it? From day to day to day. I've heard it said many, many times, if you want to know what the weather's going to be like in Indiana, just wait for tomorrow. It's going to change. Well, we woke up to a frosty morning, but just think, tomorrow's going to be in the 60s, and by Friday, 72, it's going to be like springtime. I'm glad that all of you ran your clocks forward last night before you went to bed. I ran mine up around 6 o'clock, so I make sure that I didn't forget it. And everything was right on time this morning when I got up, so it's good to think ahead, okay? So when we think about the scriptures, God's word, you know, is settled. So life on earth, you know, it's instability, but one thing we can be certain, there's change. So it says, behold, earth, however, is heaven. Behold, time is eternity. Beyond change is the changeless promise of God. And that is very, very true. Now, the psalmist turns to God's word and he finds the stamp of heaven upon it. Now, it is one absolute for his life and ours. It is settled in heaven because God himself has given it to us and it will be fulfilled by him. So everything that God wants us to know and how he wants us to conduct our lives has been clearly spelled out right here in his word for each one of us. It was spelled out for the psalmist and he knew it. And that's why he is relating and telling us himself how God has impacted and revived his life, and it will ours as well. So the word is founded forever and will forever be founded. So if we build our lives on the word of God, we will survive all changes in life. Okay, let me say that again. If we build our lives on the Word of God, if we do that, we will survive all the changes of this life. We will survive anything and everything that we will be confronted with in this life. Let me say that again. If we build our life upon the Word of God, and that's why the psalmist is saying, it was settled. It is settled for each one of us. It was settled for him. Now, I've lost my internet up there, or something's gone wrong. So, looking at your outline, let's look at a faithful word, and that's in verses 9 through 90. In verse 90, a godly man expresses confidence in the trustworthiness of the Word of God. Now, let's look at this verse again. Verse 90 says, your faithfulness continues throughout all generations. You establish the earth, and it stands. Now, many changes takes places each day of our life, but it still stands. God's Word still stands. You know, and we can, this is one of the absolutes that we can really trust. God's Word is absolute. It's infallible. It's inerrant. That means it's perfect in all ways. Now, we may not understand everything about God's Word, but everything that we need to know about how to receive Jesus Christ as our personal Savior and live our life daily and keep distractions and the temptations out of our life and not pursue those, but pursue the precepts as the psalmist says right here. He says, they're perfect. They're perfect for my life. And he was saying, I have learned that in my life by the mistakes I've made. And the psalmist here is supposedly David, who wrote the book, chapter 119. And David experienced many changes in his life, and he went down the wrong paths many times. But knowing God's Word and receiving it in his heart and living it out, it would always bring him back to the center of the focus of God. Now, we may stray. We may get off the path. But if the Spirit of God is really indwelled in our life, if we really have the Spirit of God within our life, we will always come back to the straight and the narrow path. And we will rely upon God's Word to keep directing us in that path. We are human, yes, but our old nature has been saved. We've been saved, but we can't get rid of the old nature, but we have a new nature, the nature of Christ. And that's why Hebrews chapter 4, verse 6 says, that we might walk in the newness of life. Old things have passed away, behold, new things have come, according to 2 Corinthians 5:17. So when we look at the Word of God, it is faithful. It is true. God's faithfulness is something we do not have to worry about. His promise is always true. It's always going to be there for us. Kind of like State Farm. State Farm is there, right? Well, the Word of God is always there for us. You know, all these slogans, you know, that we hear and know, you know, they give us some kind of confidence, but nothing like the Word of God. So he promises that as the rain waters the earth and produces the fruit, according to Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void. That's Isaiah speaking. Verse 11 continues on. It says, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things which I sent it. Now, that's God speaking through Isaiah, who spoke these words, who penned these words, that God's word will never return void. However he sends it out, and however it comes back to us, and it will accomplish everything that he prospers for it to do. So to emphasize the truth of God's faithfulness in verse 90, it ties it to creation. Now, hypothetically, now this is hypothetically, just to erase any doubts in your minds. So when you and I walk out of this building and find no air to breathe, then we can begin to wonder about God's promises, right? When we look up and there is no light or sun or stars, when there is no ground beneath our feet, no water in the sea, no beauty to fill our eyes, then we can say God did not keep his promises. We can say that, right? But until those things happen, until those things actually happen, do what? Trust God. You trust God. All of these things, or all of those things, operate because of God's word. Why? Because it was settled long ago. And they are his sign that promises are true and his word is trustworthy. Just think about this. The rising of the sun day by day speaks of the faithfulness of God. You think about that. The rising of God's of the sun is the promises of God. Faithfulness of day. God's faithfulness to his promises is attached here to the same power established the earth and has watched over it ever since, from the very beginning. That means he's still in control of his creation. He's still in control of everything. He's in control of man. Man makes bad decisions, right? That affects the whole world. But God is still in control. That will come to an end. That will cease one of these days when God says, enough is enough. Until then, we wait patiently and we pray continually for God's guidance for our own life. See, we can't do much about anyone else or anyone else's actions, but you are responsible for your own life, how you conduct yourself and how you live it out yourself. Now look at verse 91, which proclaims the heaven and the earth shall stand because of the faithfulness of God. It says, they stand this day according to your ordinances, for all things are your servants. So all things are submissive unto God. Because why? He's the creator of all things. He's in charge of all things. And nothing goes unseen without God's notice. You know, nothing ever takes God by surprise. No one or nothing in this world can put Christ or God in a box. That doesn't happen. It won't happen. So until the last day when God's fire purifies all things and he ushers in a new heaven and new earth, according to 2 Peter chapter 3 and Revelations, you want to read about the new heaven and new earth, read Revelations 21 and 22. This present creation will stand. It will stand. And the laws that he built in this creation will also stand, whether scientists understand them or not. Whatever they say is not always right. Whether they understand it or not, scientists or not, God's word stands. And in conclusion here, the elements serve the God who rules them and witness to his faithfulness. Now, In the end, everything in creation will bow down to worship and praise God. The Bible says that one of these days, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is God. And we do that now. We who believe. Believers in Jesus Christ do that now. But one of these days, the whole world will bow down. Because it was settled long, long time ago. The promises of God are sure to every age. They will never wear down or wear out. Now, when we have nothing left, now I want you to get to this morning. When we have nothing left but God, then we find that God is enough. I was thinking about that, and that's probably why Bob Clegg wanted Psalms 23 read to him before he closed his eyes in peace. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. If we can settle that in our hearts and minds, then God is always enough. Because he's our true shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He's the righteous shepherd. He's the Prince of Peace. And thank God we are a priesthood of believers who the Word of God has been settled long ago for us. So read it, study it, meditate upon it, and carry it with you where you go. And know it's settled. And when you were saved, it was settled to eternity. Oh, man, I could go on and on and on this morning. We'll pick up on 92 next week, okay? Let's pray. Our Father God, we thank you this morning for your word. It is settled in heaven long, long ago. And Lord, if anyone here is not settled in their life with their relationship with you, today is the day to do that. If anyone's listening live that does not know you as their personal Savior, today is the day to settle that. Because you settled it long ago with your word. When you put it into existence. Lord, help us to understand that the things that goes on in this world, the changes that are being made each day, you allow to happen. And this, the people of this world, the rulers of this world, the authorities of this world are not in charge. They make rules, they make promises and so forth. But never any of them are kept as your word is infallible and inerrant. We can claim your promises and know they're true. During this invitation, Lord, I pray that your Holy Spirit will speak to each one of us. And whatever change or whatever we need to do to make sure that we have that personal relationship with you. Maybe this is the time just to renew our relationship with you and claim the name of Jesus forever and ever. Lord, I thank you that you do give us an invitation, and our responsibility is to accept it and respond to it. Your invitation is always open. Even at the close of the service, your invitation is always open. But may we step out and may we take a stand for you at this time. It's in Christ's name I pray. Amen. We're going to stand. We're going to sing our hymn of invitation, which is 266. 366, okay? You come as we sing. Verse 1, all to Jesus I surrender.